It's 7 minutes to nine. Our road network is at breaking point and the government must make an urgent decision on where a new crossing over the Thames should be built. That's the warning to the Chancellor in a letter signed by the Federation of Small Businesses, the Port of Dover, the Freight Transport Association and the London Chamber of Commerce. Well, Gareth Johnson, the MP for Dartford, is hopeful a decision will soon be reached.
Well, I'm optimistic that we will actually get a decision this month. And it's important that we get the right decision that will give motorists a choice. As soon as we get that decision, then of course we can get on with building the thing.
Well, we're joined now by Kent County Councillor for Gravesham Rural, Brian Sweetland, and Jonathan Hawkes, leader of the Labour Group on Dartford Council. Brian, first of all, good morning. I know you're not happy about where Highways England would like to build this crossing, but would you like a decision one way or the other pretty quick?
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And Maggie. Yes, I think we do need a decision. I mean, this has been dragging on for years and years and years. And John, we've spoken about this over the years as
yeah.
well. I mean, I chaired a meeting 3 years ago in Gravesend, and Highways England said within 3 months they would actually announce where the crossing's likely to go.
Well, they have. Highways England have.
Well, they've announced their preferred option.
Yeah.
The government has stood back and said, we haven't made a decision yet. And that's the situation that residents who live in North Kent, particularly in my area, have had to put up with. And there is, when you have plans like this, there's a tremendous amount of blight. People can't sell their houses. They can't move on with their lives. So I think the government really should make a decision.
And even if it's going to be where you don't want it, you would rather the decision was made than keep you hanging on.
Well, I think that I was at a meeting last night where with some of the action group and some of the parish councils, and I think the feeling there was that, look, we've simply had enough of this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fair to say a decision, you know, I used to be responsible for transport in Kent for KTC. A decision should have been made 6 or 7 years ago.
Well, 2009 is when they first mooted the idea.
Absolutely. And why with, you know, successive governments do they dither on these large infrastructure projects? I know politically it's difficult, but, you know, I saw the letter that you're referring to, and it says it threatens to bring the southeast transport to a standstill. Well, I don't know if these people have. I think they must have been to Dartford. It is at a standstill, and yes. It has been for many years.
Let's bring in Jonathan Hawkes, leader of the Labour Group on Dartford Council. Jonathan, good morning to you.
I mean, good morning, John.
The people of Dartford are putting up with this on a daily basis. What would you say to the government?
Well, I would say they need to end the uncertainty now. And it's not another debate in Parliament we need. We don't need another consultation. We need a decision. And really, it isn't good enough, I think, for the MP for Dartford to say that he's hopeful or he's optimistic. He should be lobbying the Secretary of State for Transport to make a decision now. Dartford people have had to live with this uncertainty for years.
Why do you think they are? I mean, they do appear to be dragging their feet. Do you think? Have you got any idea why they might be doing that?
I think they have kicked it into the long grass. So I think there's nervousness. I remember doing an interview before the 2015 general election where we were speculating that they wouldn't want to make a decision before that election. We know that we've got Kent County Council elections coming up in May. Really, that's a question for them, whether they feel that is a factor. But certainly what we do know is they appear to have kicked it in the long grass. We've got no indication of when a decision is going to be made. It's over 3 years since the start of the initial consultation that we had.
Yeah.
The latest consultation closed back in March with a clear recommendation. I mean, I think this is the point.
Well, I think we all know what the recommendation is. I mean, they just need to make a decision one way or the other.
Yeah.
Brian Sweetland, if I could say, I mean, I can give you this. We did get a statement for the Department of Transport. It said it will make a decision on the location in due course.
Well, I think, locally people, I think, understand that Chris Grayling has apparently said, Secretary of State for Transport, has said that, he will make a decision or, an announcement. There's a big difference between an announcement and a decision before the purdah period kicks in for the KCC elections. Because if you don't make it then, it's not appropriate to make it into later on in May,
yeah.
which drags it on even further.
So are you hopeful that, just briefly, because we are running out of time, are you hopeful that something will be said in the budget statement?
Well, I mean, he could make an announcement without making a decision. But I disagree with Jonathan. You've only got to read the local paper. And Gareth Johnson's been calling almost every week for the government to stop dithering and to make an announcement.
OK. Thank you both very much indeed. That's Brian Sweetland and Jonathan Hawkes.
Well, Andy is continuing this conversation now with Call Andy. And what question are you asking this morning?
Well, thank you for setting up the arguments, both Brian and Jonathan, John and Maggie. Thank you so well. Yes, do we need a decision, and do we need that decision now? And how much is the waiting impacting on your life? I took a call from Peter, who lived in Rochester the last time we debated this in some detail here on BBC Radio Kent, who was on the verge of giving up his job in Essex. Well, in fact, he said, I'm going to give it up. So, Peter, if you are listening, and we spoke on the telephone, did you give up your job in Essex because of the daily grind of commuting via the existing Dartford crossings? I wonder if you did. 03459 811 111. If you're like Peter and you're in that daily grind of commuting, what would a new crossing mean for you? And if you're in those areas where we are thinking that there might be a new and third Thames crossing, what impact is it having on your life? 03459 811 111 is the number to call. We've heard the arguments about the economy, we've heard the arguments about gridlock this morning. It's over to you now for your views on a third Thames crossing. We have been waiting 8 years since this was put on the table. We are going to be waiting probably at least another 8 years until any crossing is completed. 03 459 811 111. It's our topic next.